Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have some significant news for the Green Bay Packers. Sources say they have informed Pro Bowl cornerback Jaire Alexander of his release. This has been one that has been up and down, back and forth for the last several months, has battled some injury issues over the last couple years. This offseason, the two sides agreed to explore a potential trade. That trade did not happen. So at that point, they discussed a potential pay cut, a restructured contract, could not agree to terms on that either. In the end, the Green Bay Packers opt for a clean break. They're moving on, and now one of the more talented corners in the NFL expected to be available today.
Ian Rappaport, Jaire Alexander. I saw just moments ago that Alexander signed a big extension in Green Bay and didn't play a lot. And same with David Bakhtiari. They've signed two of their core guys to big extensions, and then both got hurt and barely played. Like, Alexander might have played half of the games after signing his big extension.
Yep, if that.
30 out of 51, and David Bakhtiari played 13 out of 51. Both signed their extensions in late 2020,
yep.
And out of 102 potential games between the two of them, they got 43. That's tough.
Which is a shame for Alexander, especially because I've seen a lot of this on Twitter since he got cut. When he's been on the field, when he's been healthy, he's the best corner since he entered the league. But
he's just not on the field that much.
He's never on the field. He's never, ever on the field. Which, and it's a shame, because if he was, I mean the Bills, you know. I don't want to say they need a corner.
No, I think they definitely
but do. I would love one to be a stud, but this guy's not healthy enough to warrant, I think, signing over anybody that they have right now.
No, if you were going to sign him over anybody, it would be over Trey White.
And you already signed Trey White.
Yeah.
And they would have known throughout the whole spring. There were comments made by Brian Gutekunst going back to February that, like, this relationship is over.
Yeah.
The Alexander and the Packers. So, I mean, the Bills probably, in most NFL teams, would have known this guy's going to come available eventually. And they said, we're good. We'll go Trey White now rather than in 2 months sign higher reward, probably, but maybe also a higher risk signing. Not that Trey White hasn't had his own injury problems.
Yeah. Trey White, doesn't it feel like he was gone for years?
Years. It does. He kind of was. He was just on the injury shelf.
Right. That's probably what makes it feel like he was gone for so long. He was not.
Like, how many games has he played in the last 4 years for the Bills?
Ooh, for the Bills.
Yeah, last 4 years. He was only gone for one.
Yeah, his last 4 years games played in 2022 with the Bills, 2021, 11,
okay,
6, 4. Those are his last three Bills seasons, and then with the Rams and Ravens last year, 11. So he's not played.
So since how about this? Since Thanksgiving of 2021.
Yeah. He has played in.
He's played 10 games?
10 for the Bills and 11 last year. So 21 games since Thanksgiving 2021.
Okay.
Yeah. If he doesn't get hurt, do they just re-sign him and keep the party rolling?
Sure. Or do they even need to re-sign him? Wasn't he under contract for
a lot of years?
Yeah, like. So here's Alexander. He signs his deal and then starts getting hurt immediately after the fact. How soon into Trey White's extension was he getting injured? He signs his deal 4 years, $69 million in 2020.
Yeah, and 2021 is when he gets hurt.
Okay.
So a year and a half in?
Actually, really, the other way to look at this, is this right? He wasn't fully through his rookie contract. His rookie contract is 2017 through 2021. So was his new extension not even kicked in yet by the time he was starting to get injured all the time? Because that's tough.
That happens, yeah. 803-0550 is our phone number if you want to give us a ring.
This would have been the final year of his deal, right here.
Wow.
The extension he signed this year, 2025, would have been the final year of Trey White's of his big extension when he got it. So,
803-0550. Join us on anything. We talked a lot about James Cook today. You can throw that our way. Got some Sabre stuff. We got Game 3 of the Cup Final tonight. I got exciting news. Ready?
Ooh. News?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I learned how to play croquet.
Oh.
It's not that complicated. But, yeah, learned how to play croquet. Legitimate, real, on a croquet pitch.
I would say it shouldn't have took that long to pick it up.
No. One game, and then I learned the strategy and understood the strategy. Over there at Delaware Park, they've got those croquet courts.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Family has a membership over there. My stepfather-in-law has a membership. Family went over, learned how to play croquet.
Nice. How'd you do?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's challenging, and I had no idea how much strategy there was involved. Knocking other players out, playing with teammates.
Yeah, there's defense, yeah, right, I would, in croquet?
I probably would not have thought of croquet as a top-tier lawn game until yesterday. And now I'm ready to say, like, In a lawn game draft, it's lawn game season.
Oh.
Lawn game draft.
Yeah.
In a proper croquet, anybody can play it.
Yeah.
Doesn't take a lot of athleticism, some skill, some strategy.
Have we as a society outgrown it, though? Because you don't see it very often.
No, you don't.
If I go to a local sporting goods store and I go through the lawn game section, I'm not even sure I'm going to see croquet.
I think you would see croquet.
You think you'd still see it in stores?
Yes, I think you'd still see it.
I don't see people walking out with
it. I think the problem that croquet runs into is, in order to really play it, you probably need the kind of grass that I played on yesterday, not your regular mowed lawn. Right. Like, what do we play on? We play it on effectively a fairway, a nice shortcut lawn game kind of. And croquet is, I mean, are you going to cut your grass like that?
You don't think you could play it well on like the height that you normally cut your grass to?
Nope. I really think that's what it is.
You could lower your mower a little bit.
I drop my mower.
You would do that just for croquet.
I drop my mower all the way down and it's still not low enough.
Really?
Yeah, this is really, really tight.
You need like a golf mower.
Yes.
Like that cuts greens.
Yes.
Almost.
What's the number one pick in a lawn game draft?
Not croquet. I do like croquet. I've not played croquet since I was a kid, so maybe I shouldn't judge it fully. The number one lawn game is going to be, let's see, you got Can Jam here. You got horseshoes, right? What else?
Bocce. Badminton.
Bocce is fun.
Badminton's
Badminton?
Fun. Badminton.
Or is that counting?
Yeah, why not?
You need a lot of setup for that.
You need a net and two rackets. Badminton.
Yeah, but you need the net is more than the net is like you got to have stakes in the ground, right?
All
right. Yeah. I don't know. I've never considered badminton a lawn game.
Oh, it's definitely a lawn. You've only played it in a gym?
Yes. Okay. I guess that's why.
It's a great lawn game.
I would have only played it in a gym. Yeah. Because then would volleyball qualify as a lawn game?
I guess it could.
But you would never...
I wouldn't say it, no.
If we were going to have a lawn game draft, someone tried to draft volleyball, I think I'd want to say not allowed.
I feel like a lawn game has to be below a certain level of athleticism. The idea is
right,
I can
yes.
play it with a beer in one hand most of the time.
Okay.
Which croquet you really can't do. You need two hands for that mallet. Just put your beer down.
That's right.
Like bocce. Beer in one hand, bocce ball in the other. Badminton. If you're playing pretty intensely, you're going to put it down.
Cornhole.
Sure.
Cornhole, you only need
drink
the one
in hand.
Definitely only need
can
the one
jam.
Hand. I played for the first time about a month ago. Was it just, is this even a common game or just one person has it? Washers?
Yep.
Where like you have the long, skinny board with the different holes in it?
Yep.
Maybe it was this board, but there were three of the four of us that had never played this before. And one of our buddies had played before. They were his boards. And we played this game for 20 minutes, and the three of the four of us never got it in. Not one time. So I don't know if that game is just hard to pick up or it was that iteration of it, but I feel like it could be a fun game. I just could not do it whatsoever. What's the game with the two balls with the string and you throw it onto the shelves?
Ladder ball?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, ladder ball.
Ladder ball.
This reminds me that the most fun lawn game ever invented is the one is Beersby.
I will go to bat for ladder ball.
Wait, no, he's right. He's right.
It's Beersby.
If you've never played Beersby, two poles right across from each other.
Yeah, with a bottle on the top and you throw the frisbee.
Yep.
That's right.
And
I always forget.
You try to hit it.
Yep.
And then
the other team can catch the frisbee or the bottle.
Or if you have two, you could try to.
Yep.
It happens so quickly, though, that you and your partner got to have really good chemistry to know, like, who's going for the bottle, who's going for the frisbee if it hits it.
You ever play that?
That is a great game.
It's awesome.
I think of that more as a beach game, though. But again,
I do, too.
I'm just doing where I've played it, I guess.
I do, too, because I had a buddy that dove trying to catch the bottle and smashed a bottle on like hard ground. So we were like,
that's
this
why
is beach only now.
A lot of those games will come with a plastic bottle that's reusable that goes on the top.
Yes.
Like don't actually use a glass bottle. Use a plastic bottle.
Or if you do use a glass bottle, I've seen like you just use hockey tape and just tape it.
Yeah, tape it up real tight.
Thick as you can get it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That is a great game.
Right.
That would be in my top five.
I would go to bat for ladder ball. Jeremy, you remember when we had ladder ball at the cottage. And we would play that for hours. It was the best. That's cornhole.
There's another game, if anybody has ever heard of this, it's called like Viking Chess. I think it might also be called Cub.
What?
Yeah, I know. I'd never heard of this either. So we're Lawn Game Radio. Hey, welcome to June. Minicamp's tomorrow. We'll get a little more James Cook tomorrow. So look up Viking Chess. The way that it works is we played it at my brother-in-law's bachelor party, and all you do is somebody brought this big set. It's a bunch of wooden blocks. And you set up two lines, and you're throwing something at something, and I would have to relearn it and relearn the strategy.
Uh-huh.
But we played it for 3 days straight, and it was either really fun or we were just, you know, having a good time drinking beer playing a lawn game.
Yeah.
But it was a ton of fun. Cub?
K-U-B-B?
Yeah. Viking chess, like it might be invented in Scandinavia or something.
Yeah, it looks very odd. I don't know how. This is the type of game where I would approach this little field with you have five little blocks on each side and then a big block in the middle, and I would be very intimidated by that and just like walk away.
I've seen this before.
This seems
I've
like
always
a lot
wanted to play this because this is way back, and this might unlock a memory for some people, but in elementary school, we used to play bowling pin dodgeball where you would have three bowling pins set up on either side of the gym. And you'd play dodgeball normally, but as soon as you knock down a bowling pin, everyone that you've tagged out on the other team, they can come back in. And it's like the goal is to knock down all the bowling pins without running out of people. But if you knock down a pin, you let the people out. This probably isn't how this game is played, I'm assuming. But the setup reminds me of that. I don't know why, but it looks interesting, though.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the game called First and 10?
No.
I guess it's frisbees, but it's like little. Jay Harris is texting me about it. His father-in-law actually invented it. This looks like this could be a good one. It's a mini field goal post, like a football field goal post, and you have to throw the frisbee around the field goal post. That might be hard though to get it around that thing. If you hit it, maybe it's a point too. I don't know. Spike ball. also great. Although that doesn't fit your qualification of you don't have to really do anything athletic. Spike ball, you got to be pretty athletic to do it well.
Yeah. What else? Anything? Lawn darts? I was in a beer Olympics a while back. I'm trying to think of all the events.
Yeah. How many of these are recent? I mean, cornhole is not cornhole. Can jam is like within the last 10 years, right? Or does that go back further?
It goes back further.
Okay. Because cornhole?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cornhole, I mean, without knowing this, I want to say cornhole goes back like 50 years.
In the 60s?
Yeah.
We were playing cornhole?
Yeah. I mean, you could convince me they're playing cornhole in the 1800s.
Cornhole was invented in 14th century Germany.
There you go. All right, good. Okay, yeah.
That's like the lore part of it, but concrete origin story is the 19th century.
Yeah.
So 1800s, perfect. Yeah, like, hey, let me see if I can throw this in there. All right.
Yeah, that's right. Have you ever ventured into these, like, golf chipping cornhole games to see?
I have the game Chippo, where it's like a cornhole board, and you hit off a mat, you hit the golf ball into the spots. Yes, I have one of those.
I've never ventured into those. I've seen them.
You guys ever seen the
fun,
big golf?
But people could do it.
It's like the club is bigger, the ball is like a softball size ball, and the hole is like a big can.
Yep.
And you like set. There's like it comes with like I think 3 or 6 holes, and you just set them up wherever you want. And it's like it's so much easier to put the ball in the hole, but it's also like if you miss the hole on your first shot, you're probably not going to do very well. Like the hole is only like 20 yards long, but if you get a hole in one, it's like an average score.
Yeah.
A hole in one's average?
I think so. As long as the way I read the scoring was like, yeah, you're pretty much going to get this in 1 or 2.
The YouTube chat is going off about this. I do not believe that slip and slide, though, is considered a lawn game. You do it on a lawn, but it's not really, it's not a game. Doesn't count.
No slip and slide? Not giving it? That's right. It's not a game.
No.
It's not a game.
Water balloon tosses on here, too. Now we're just doing field day in school, I think.
Nothing wrong with that. Those are fun
days. No, those are fun. Potato sack race, of course. Always fun.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550, if you'd like to join us. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. It's a Monday. It's beautiful. Going to rain a little bit. Looking a little bit of rain.
Nah.
I thought it was supposed to rain a lot more this past weekend. Looks like tonight we get some rain.
Yes. We also, I think we are done with the super cold temperatures, right? Can I say that? Knock on wood. We're into June. It's been pretty nice, 70s and whatnot. I don't think it's going back down to where it was 2 weeks ago. But when are we going to get the, we're going to figure out James Cook tomorrow. When do we get the rivalry jerseys? Is that coming soon?
That's a good question.
Do you think we'll not get that until like near the season? July, there's nothing happening in football. If the NFL wants to steal some storylines and stay in the news, I mean, release one a week. There's a bunch of teams doing it. Release one a week. But I have no idea. They haven't said when they're releasing that or when they're coming up with that. I saw more mock-ups this weekend. That's why it popped into my head.
You saw the Bills mock-ups?
Bills mock-ups.
Yeah. Are any of them good?
No. Remember I showed you a Nickel City silver one? That is still the best one that I've seen.
All right.
Nothing that I've seen that beats that. Everyone wants to do the Zubas.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah. Sometimes they just look too... I think they got to be a little... They're too wild. Like, the whole pants being that's too much.
What about the inside of the numbers being Zubas? Like, inside the 17?
Or do one stripe like that? Nope. You can't do the whole uniform that way.
I agree. You can't have the numbers be it, though, because those...
It'd be hard to see.
I need people to be able to see the numbers, and for them to be borderline camouflage is tough.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, but give me the Zubas. I'm into it. Game 3, Stanley Cup Final tonight. Let's go.
Betting the Oilers?
I don't know. McDavid's over-under on points is 1.5, and it's minus money.
That's crazy.
Minus money on 2 points. How about Rodgers hitting 1 year, $13 million with the Steelers? Is there anything weird about that?
It was lower than I thought it'd be. Because isn't that like almost backup money?
It's good backup money. Incentives, he can get up to 19.
Okay. But 13 million.
13 is super low.
How about the fact that they're putting 1 year 13 million up on the headline when doesn't every contract ever always show the big number? Not like the guaranteed number? Like $13 million, he's making less money than Daniel Jones, Justin Fields. See, this is kind of like when we talked about receiver last week. There's like sometimes there's pockets of a salary that don't exist
and
for
no,
a position.
And there's no quarterback making 13.
No, between 10 and $20 million. How about this? Between 10 and $33 million, there's only three veterans. Daniel Jones, Justin Fields, and Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson makes 10 a year, Daniel Jones 14, Justin Fields 20. Otherwise, you go all the way up to Baker Mayfield at $33 million a year. So there's no quarterback in the league that makes between 20 and $30 million per year.
Interesting.
So he kind of finds himself in one of those categories. I guess he just wanted to play. That's it. He didn't do it. He's not getting big money for it.
We'll get a break in 803-0550 if you want to join us on the phones, on the chat. Happy June 9th. Game 3 tonight, Stanley Cup Final. You can hear that game here on WGR. It's a 9 o'clock. Sorry, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock puck drop from Sunrise, Florida, between the Oilers and the Panthers. Somebody goes up 2-1 tonight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Alcaraz was that close to being done. And here he is. Championship point. And a fifth set tiebreak. Carlos Alcaraz reigns at Roland Garros.
Roland Garros, not the French Open, right?
Yeah, they don't like when you call it the French Open.
How about this?
Should every great sports highlight have someone speaking in a very flat French tone right after it? Just, it sounds more impressive. It sounds very Olympic,
does
right?
Does it?
Yeah, right there.
Classier.
The crowd goes crazy, like "Où de beau." Like, I don't know French, so I just had to like kind of guess there.
It sounds classier.
I agree. Yeah. So, Scheffler hits a putt to win the U.S. Open. The crowd goes wild, and then someone just says something in French, in the back. You forget,
yeah.
Out there. And I'm not sure the first person that had the idea, but it used to be an idea we had on the show that baseball stadium should play goal horns when teams hit home runs. And now everybody does that.
Well, though they do. They all do that now?
A lot of them do. Oh. The good ones do.
We going to get a new goal song for the Sabres this year?
Yes.
Like, you're saying that, like, you know that, or like you're like pleading with them to do it?
Pleading.
Okay.
I know we do that. Everybody gets their own song.
Uh-huh. That's, well, no, not anymore.
What did they do last year?
Kickstart My Heart.
Oh, that's right. Okay, let's do a different one.
But you want one on its own?
I'd like a different one.
All right.
Yes. Yes. Let Jarmo Kekalainen pick it.
Oh, I'm into that.
Whatever Jarmo wants.
Yeah. I heard him on Sabres Live a little bit. It sounded very impressive. Sounded very impressive to me.
Would he pick a Finnish song?
Possibly.
At this point, I'll listen to it. I'll listen to it. Give me anything. J.J. Paterka had some German rock song a couple years ago when he would score goals. I'm like, fine, good. I know whose song that is.
So Kekalainen sounded impressive. What impressed you? You're sold?
No, I'm not, that I'm sold, not. But...
You like what you heard?
Yeah, I like the way he speaks. I think, the way he talked about certain things, being aggressive when you need to. He just sounded like an experienced hockey man.
Okay.
Which, right. Hey, that's new around here.
All right, Kevin Adams.
Not to be snarky, but like.
He is an experienced hockey man now.
Well, now he is.
This will be his sixth draft.
That's right. But this dude, I mean, Kekalainen has been working in front offices for decades. Maybe that's putting it too much. Like almost 20 years, I think. That's what I mean. Like somebody whose life has been working in front offices. And Adam's going into year six as general manager, but he was not working in hockey front offices before that. He's younger, so it's not really his fault. But it's just, it comes off differently. It sounds a little bit different. And also, in comparison to like how Botterill used to sound, right? Like, he was very timid and hesitant, I feel like, when he would answer questions. And Murray, before that, was much more abrasive. So... it's just a different sounding type of hockey man, I feel like, than what we've had in a while.
All right, well, that's good to hear. I'm glad you are impressed.
I don't think
not that I'm not impressed.
I don't think this is trivia you could really get, but Corey Perry tonight, game three tonight, Oilers and Panthers. Corey Perry, you know like the weird stuff about, like, not the weird stuff, but like the crazy facts about him in the finals. How he's made it four times in the last 5 years and lost all of them. Tonight, he'll enter into the top five all-time for playoff games played.
Who will? Corey Perry?
Corey Perry will tonight. Will play his 234th game ever in the playoffs. And there are only five guys right now that are above him. I don't know if you would...
How easy of trivia is that? Is that pretty tough? Most playoff games played ever in the NHL, to the top five. There are only five guys above Perry. And it'll be four after tonight.
Top five ever. Okay, I could try.
You want to try it?
I could try it.
All right.
Most playoff games ever played.
Yeah, in the NHL. Who's played the most games? Not the most points, the most games. Although, all these guys are really good players. In fact, four are definitely Hall of Famers, and the other one I'm going to have to look up. If he's in the Hall of Fame. I feel like it'll make people mad if he's in the Hall of Fame. Not a Hall of Famer.
Okay, so one guy that people would be mad if he's in the Hall of Fame.
He's not in the Hall of Fame anymore.
And three Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Like, is Messier and Gretzky on this list?
Messier's on the list. Gretzky is not.
Okay, Messier's on the list, top four.
Because Messier made it.
Edmonton, Rangers.
I've been kind of waiting to make this point, but nobody's been dumb enough to make the McDavid's overrated argument this offseason that I've seen. If you think McDavid's overrated because he doesn't have rings, then you think Messier's better than Gretzky. Because
he has more?
Oh, we're just counting rings. Messier won the year after Gretzky left in Edmonton, and then he went to New York and won another one. Oh, I guess you think Messier is the best player of all time.
That was the year Edmonton went to Everybody Eats. Sorry. Come on. Listen, we can have fun. It's great. It's fine. Let's have, you know, just a little joke. Come on.
He doesn't love an Everybody Eats joke. Yeah, Messier is third all time.
Everybody Eats is good. It's very good.
Yes.
All right. Messier is correct.
Yep.
Are they obvious and easy answers?
They're not obvious, but they're gettable. All of them are gettable. None are obvious.
Give me an organization that one of them played for. Like, is Chara on the list?
I'll give you a hint. New Jersey features two of these guys.
Scott Stevens?
Scott Stevens is the guy that Corey Perry will pass tonight.
Okay.
233
And one
games.
More Devils player?
Yeah, and this is the guy that I think it would make people mad. If he was in the Hall of Fame, but he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Jay anyway. Pandolfo.
No. Like, this guy was
Ray
hated.
Pohl.
Hated.
Claude Lemieux.
Claude Lemieux.
Okay, that makes sense.
Claude Lemieux's played the fourth most games ever. Perry will pass him in game five in this.
So one more?
Two more. The
two
top
more.
Two.
The top
266 two. And 263 games played. I guess your hint here would be that both players have played in the playoffs more than 20 times. 20 different seasons each. One of which actually has the record for playing in the playoffs in 24 seasons. Which is kind of mind-blowing.
Jágr?
Nope.
What was the question? What was the clue you said?
He's the number one guy's played in the playoffs 24 times.
Chelios.
Who finished his career in Atlanta. Number two, one of the best defensemen of all time. Had a streak. Streak of making the playoffs. He might have made all those 20 playoff appearances in a row. Yeah, it's your hint. The playoff streak part of it. Defenseman?
Pronger.
Nope. Teammate of Chelios at one point. In fact, I think would have won the cup with him.
Lidstrom.
There you go. Chelios, Lidstrom, Messier, Lemieux, and Stevens. And Corey Perry, who's on like his seventh team.
I don't know who.
No, that's it.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were giving me one more hint there.
Nope, that was it.
All right, there's the list. Not bad. Who people be mad if he didn't? The guy that was not in the hall, but
Claude Lemieux. People hated Claude Lemieux, right?
Oh, for sure.
He was most hated player ever.
He's up there. He was a playoff producer.
One of them.
Oh yeah, he.
That might have made people even more mad. Part of what makes me mad about Brad Marchand is he goes to the playoffs and he has the most overtime playoff goals in the last since his career started. Marchand. Like, I don't just hate him because he's a rat. I hate him because he's great also. He's always in my face scoring big important goals. Although he's won the cup a lot. He won it as a rookie, right? And that was it. So it's not like, you know, the winning part of it isn't the same with him, I guess. Whereas Claude Lemieux won four cups.
All right. 803-0550, four cups for Claude Lemieux. And then there's Brendan Lemieux, a.k.a. the Pain Elevator. Remember that nickname?
What?
The Pain Elevator. Somebody called him
the Pain Elevator?
Yeah, it's like the best nickname of all time. If he had played for the Sabres and been that, it'd be one of the all-time great nicknames. You don't remember?
It would be?
Yeah, the Pain Elevator? Among the grain elevators?
Okay.
Come on.
It's 9:43.
So much
I should have been onto that.
There was so much potential there.
The Pain Elevator. Anyone called? There were people that called him that? Yeah, okay, there it is. The Pain Elevator.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all. I mean, he never played for the Sabres, so.
No. That's right.
He never got
it's another one of these draft picks like, oh, well, you know, these guys.
Yep.
All right. Extendo Sports coming up. Then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is on the way. Derek and Zach are in for that. What do we got going on today? You got anything going on today? What do I got going on today?
Doing some yoga today. That's right. The most exciting thing after this.
Sounds
though.
Good. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. What am I doing today?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today. Getting outside. Lawn work, I guess. More landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time of year for that. June. How about June?
June's had a good start here.
Yeah, that's right. This weekend
other
was...
Other than it's been a little smoky. That's okay.
Yeah, this weekend was an elite potential weekend to get stuff done because there wasn't a premier golf event on. The hockey took a day off. The basketball took a day off. Like, you know,
you had... The thing is, though, if you wanted to watch that French Open final yesterday, it took all day.
Yeah.
It was like a... Was it a five-hour match? It felt like
five and
hours.
A half.
Oh, it actually was over 5 hours?
Five and a half, yep.
That's incredible. I couldn't imagine sitting... I do like tennis. I couldn't imagine sitting in front of my TV, though, for five and a half hours watching one tennis match. That seems insane.
803-0550. Extendo Sports next.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
James Myrtle of The Athletic had a report about a half hour ago that before the 25 trade deadline, there was a deal on the table between Toronto, Vegas, and Carolina, a three-way trade that would have sent Mitch Marner to Vegas and Mikko Rantanen to Toronto.
And Marner wouldn't waive.
Well, Marner wouldn't waive for Carolina. It doesn't say he wouldn't waive for Vegas.
So what's Carolina getting in that deal?
I don't know.
I guess that... Yeah, because Rantanen...
Other stuff. What were they getting from
Vegas?
Maybe they were getting something from Vegas.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what. But there's your first indicator that Vegas wants Marner. So get ready for that.
Vegas and Marner sounds like it's been done from the start.
I don't know. Just they're a contender. Their superstar's got 1 year left in his contract and might leave. The tax thing, if you want to throw that in at the end. Yeah, it all fits. Marner's done with Toronto. Jordan Schultz reports that the Packers and the Bills held trade talks this offseason centered around Jaire Alexander, but talks ultimately fell through and Buffalo moved on. It's unclear if the Bills will revisit things now that he has been released.
If they didn't have Tre'Davious White, I think it would make sense.
Because this doesn't say when they talked about it. I would assume, or I would guess, that they would have talked about him before. On the other hand, it's Trey White. If Trey White had a different name and I told you, hey, they had signed a 1 year, $3 million corner 2 months ago, and the guy they really wanted is now available, would that stop you from doing it? Maybe it would. Maybe it would. But it's not like they signed a guy to a 3 year deal. So, I'm not saying I expect the Bills to sign Alexander, but again, it's not like Trey White signed for like a multi-year big money contract that would get in the way of them going back to the guy that this kind of points to they really wanted.
It would be
trade talks too. That means they were willing to acquire him on the big contract he was on.
So Trey White is, this is funny now. I'm going to get to this because I think they're going to keep Trey White. His cap hit is 2.8. His dead cap is 2.2. They can't sign Jaire Alexander to take Trey White's job and pay two dead cap hits on the same player. Because they're already paying a dead cap hit on Trey White and a cap hit on Trey White.
I know, but that's the one that's already on the books. That one's like already spent. So
I know.
That one doesn't even matter. What you really would do here, or could do, here's the way to frame it to make everybody it sound okay. What you do is you cut Dane Jackson, who's got no dead cap, and you sign Jaire Alexander, and you bump Trey White into the Dane Jackson role, and then you put Jaire Alexander into the Trey White role.
What's the Trey White role? I mean, it's
the Trey White role is the competes with Maxwell Harrison for a starting job role.
Okay,
and Trey White slides to you're just here for depth.
Does he beat Maxwell Harrison?
Alexander, if he's healthy.
And then,
if he's healthy, he definitely beats him. That's the other thing. Like, it's a huge if because it's if he's healthy. But how different is he from Bosa on that front? Like, if he's healthy. Well, if he's healthy, he's an all-pro.
And that's not going to be Tre'Davious White anymore. I'm sorry. Like, Alexander's got these... I should read more about his injury history because I don't want to assume that that's still in there. But the Bills are interested.
All right.
According to Jordan Schultz, at least.
Maybe by tomorrow, Jair Alexander's at Bills mandatory. No, probably not. Mandatory minicamp. All right. We'll get the next step in the James Cook story. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Mandatory minicamp opens up tomorrow. We're back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Thanks for texting, calling, all that good stuff. Jeremy and Joe signing off. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.